It gives me great pleasure to say that back here on the stage next to me is Paul Kelly again. Paul, what are you going to do?
Well, I thought I might sing a song, a pretty well-known song by Rumpy Band, written by Neil Murray, because I recently wrote an article about Aboriginal bands in the latest monthly, which really started from a list of what I call my hidden hit parade of songs that I was had collected over the years travelling around, especially in the Northern Territory, bands recorded by CARMA, Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association, which effectively began as a radio station, then began operating as a record label and recording lots of bands in communities. But many of these bands, which sort of sprung up in the 80s, in the mid to late 80s, were influenced, I think, by three really big bands from the early 80s, which was Rumpy Band out of Papunya, Coloured Stone from Ceduna, and No Fixed Address, which also from South Australia. So I thought I'd start off with My Island Home, and then we can sit down and have a talk.
Excellent. Paul Kelly, live on today's music show.
Six years I've lived in the desert, and every night I dream of the sea. They say home is where you find it, but will this place ever satisfy me? 'Cause I come from the salt water people, and every night I dream of the sea. Now I'm down here west of Alice Springs with a wife and a family. My island home, my island home, my island home is awaiting for me. In the evening a dry wind blows from the hills and across the plains. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding a long turtle spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is awaiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is awaiting for me. My island home, 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 my island home is awaiting for me.
Paul Kelly, live on today's music show. Thank you very much for that. And thanks for sticking around. Let's talk about other people's songs, because that marvellous book of yours, How to Make Gravy, which is currently up for an award, is almost as much about other people's songs as it is about yours, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's where, you know, my songs come from. I think all songs come from somewhere else, and one of the things I did want to do in my book was, you know, point people through my songs to all the songs, but you know, that it influenced me over the years. And
I was listening yesterday on Robbie Buck's show to a bit of an interview with Regina Spektor, and she was talking about what she likes about songs is that they sort of have their own existence, that they're sort of detached from you. And although maybe a lot of people like to believe that every songwriter's songs are autobiographical, and that, you know, everything that you sing about you have actually done or thought or felt. In fact, it's not necessarily so, and usually, in fact, is so. I mean, there are elements of fiction, and when a song takes off on its own, like My Ireland Home, for instance, it kind of becomes everybody's, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was interesting, the way that song, Neil, who was in the band Rumpy, wrote it for the lead singer, who recently died. But he was, they were from, the band formed in Papunya, but the lead singer was from up north, up Elko Island. So Neil wrote it for him to sing. And so the lyrics of the song, he's in the desert wanting to be further up north, back in his home country. But then the song was recorded by Christine Arnoux in, I think, in the mid-90s. And then it became more well-known. And she changed the lyrics a bit. She changed it to, you know, down here, living in the city, not living in the desert. But she herself was from, again, she was from up TI way. So, and then the song, you know, then she sang that song at the Olympics in 2000. The song had another sort of life again. And then it became, you could see people starting associating My Ireland Home, then became Australia, which yes, we've always yes. thought of as an island. So it's funny how, you know, Neil wrote this song, you know, west of Alice Springs, and you know, he would never have known all the sort of paths it would take and the meanings it would start to acquire over time and what it would do.
Has that happened to any of your songs, Paul? Have you sort of lost control of them?
Oh, that's the best. You know, I guess that's the best thing when you lose control of them. I mean, you write them and you send them out and then they really are out of your hands.
They're erring children. They're erring children, aren't they?
Yeah. A song like From Little Things, Big Things Grow, which I wrote with Kev Carmody, again, that was a song that when we both put it out around the same time in the late 80s, and it was never a single. We never did a film clip for it. It was, you know, it was too long for the radio. It was about 6 or 7 minutes long. But it's, you know, sort of got more popular over time. So it's, you know, it's a song that I often get asked to sing, and Kev too. So, you know, we would call it, if in our swag of songs that we carry around to play, we would call it one of our hits. But, you know, it's who we never sort of thought of it that way when it first went out.
No. The article that you mentioned before is about a hidden hit parade, isn't it? Or what you actually have referred to as songs that are beyond the pale. Songs which are really well known, and yet they don't get played on radio. My Ireland Home is probably the exception to this rule.
Yeah, that's probably the most well-known of the songs on the list. I mean, the article did start with a list, which is from a cassette compilation I made myself quite a few years ago. But when I first started travelling in the territory and playing in communities and places outside of the cities, would pick up, you know, people would give us cassettes of bands, and in particular, I guess I was more familiar with the bands out of the territory because of the travel we did there, and through the association with Karma. Every time we played, we still play Alice Springs and Darwin quite regularly, and get off the beaten track, you know, less so, but still occasionally. But every time we go to Alice Springs, we usually visit Karma Radio, maybe play a song, and then, you know, they'll say, here, have this. No, give us CDs now. But back in the 80s, it was cassettes. And there was a lot beginning to go on then when we first travelled there. And I think it was one of the factors was actually the existence of Karma, them becoming a de facto record label. And what that does when you have a record label sort of outside the mainstream centres recording bands, it creates this feedback loop where the bands get to hear what they're doing, and so that they develop in leaps and bounds. So, you know, the bands were were recording songs and recording in their own language. Again, they were sort of influenced by Warumpi Band, who were the first band to have a rock pop song sung in a traditional language. So bands started singing in their own languages. I just fell in love with some of this music. I love the names of the bands, you know, Lajimanu Teenage Band, North Tanami Desert Band, Wedgetail Eagles, and we places where we would go. I mean, songs like Dancing in the Moonlight by Coloured Stone or We Have Survived by No Fixed Address. Of course, all the Warumpi songs, Fitzroy Crossing or Jalanguru Pakanu, which is literature for out of jail. These are big songs, and these bands were like big stars all over the place.
But some of these songs have also, from time to time, entered the sort of wider consciousness. I'm thinking, I suppose, of a song like Treaty by Yothu Yindi, which is a big international hit. And yet, your article is suggesting that we don't really hear even that song much on the radio these days.
Yeah, I don't know whether it gets played on sort of the golden oldies or not. The period I was writing about was sort of that roughly a 10-year period from the early 80s to the start of the 90s, and that's
It
was the ground sort of building for Treaty and then artists like Chrissy Nanu and run into more mainstream success. Mm. Yeah.
And in particular the song Brown Skin Baby, which again is a song which I think probably most people know, is not a song which you hear getting airplay anymore, really. It's almost below the radar or something.
Yeah, again, that's a folk song that I first heard it around a campfire, and it's a song that people pass on over the years. And that goes even further back. That's was written in either 1963 or 64 by Bob Randall, and it tells the same story as Took the Children Away by Archie Roach, of children being taken away from their parents. And it was actually Bob Randall's story as well. And he sings in a country style, and there's over the years, 40s, 50s, and 60s and 70s, there's been a lot of Aboriginal country artists. And I think they also in turn paved the way for these the bands in the 80s that became more rock, reggae, and country rock, and then as time goes on, there's been a lot more hip hop. Mm. To come in as well, so there's a really interesting thread there.
Speaking of threads, let's just take a little detour into the whole business of making lists, which is something which you like to do. Lists, I assume. I mean, I know you might like to make lists of songs. Maybe you like to make lists of other things as well. But in terms of lists of songs, what is it about putting songs together? About making, I suppose, a playlist.
Well, I think I like lists in general. I mean, it's not just song lists, but as I've got older, I have to make lists. I guess most people know that you just have to make a list, otherwise you forget stuff. So probably every morning I wake up, there's a list. but I've also been attracted to lists. Lists are in poetry a lot. In fact, the song you played earlier, Ring Out Wild Bells, from the Tennyson poem, yeah. That's really a list.
Yes, it is.
A list of things to ring out, ring out the old, ring in the new, ring happy bells across the snow, ring out the false, ring in the true, ring out the grief. He just lists the things to ring out and the things to ring in. But that seems to be, and it was a big, big... component, I think, of traditional Irish poetry. There's a great... Irish poem translated from the Gaelic, which is called "Uproar at My Side," and it's really just the narrator of the poem is sleeping next to someone whose snoring is keeping them awake, and he just lists all the different noises that the snoring reminds him of. Waves crashing on rocks, geese's honking, pigs. It's just one long list poem.
I must get hold of that poem and show it to my wife. should identify
in the course, Anglo-Saxon poetry with its tradition of riddle poems. I mean, but a lot of those riddle poems, you know, which sort of the setup is, you know, the reader of the poem has to figure out what the poet is talking about. It's really just a list of qualities, and you have to work out, oh, you know, what am I?
And you've got a list in front of you.
We might talk about... there's a quick little list, and then another example of poetry from list poetry by Australian poet Vincent Buckley. I might not read the whole thing, but the poem is called Triads, but they're a series of short lists, you know, like impossible things, to shape the air, to civilise money, to comfort a paranoic, three fragile things, the cool of sunrise, peace in the fowl yard, the throat of a statesman. Three unacceptable things, a dirty dentist, a timid bookie, a prayerless priest. Three lost things, poems by heart, water without acid, sleep without fear.
Yes. It's partly juxtaposition, isn't it? It's partly that if you make a list and you put these things in proximity to each other, they change slightly. They take on new meanings because they're next to something else, and you immediately start to relate the two things.
Yeah, and they also a list is it's quite paradoxical, a list, because a list is it's an attempt to sort of put borders on something or to contain something, but by its very nature, it ends up opening up the question of what's not on the list.
Yes,
which is why all those song lists that, you know, when people do their playlists of their favourite top 100 albums or my favourite 10 songs or 10 songs about jumpers or whatever you do,
yes,
there's always someone going to say, but you didn't put on...
Yes, that's right. You've got there's a film out about you called Stories of Me.
And there's a documentary,
yes. And there's a new album called Spring and Fall, which came out yesterday.
It comes out on the
19th.
And it's, I think, the pre-orders in it. People can pre-order it now.
Right. Mm. Next Friday, not yesterday.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I look forward to that very much. And then there's the book, How to Make Gravy. You're a Renaissance man.
Yes, one of those. Everything sort of seems to be landing at once at the moment, especially with the conversations with ghosts.
As I mentioned earlier, there's one more performance for the time being of Conversations with Ghosts. It's tonight. Next door, the Melbourne Recital Centre, and it's on ABC Classic FM as a direct broadcast. But Paul Kelly is going to sing another song for us. Now, you're going to do Brown Skin Baby?
I could do that.
That would be wonderful. This is the Bob Randall song that Paul Kelly mentioned a moment ago.
Yowie, yowie, my brown skin baby, they take him away. As a young preacher, I used to ride on a pied pony by the countryside in a native camp I'll never forget. A young black mother, her cheeks all wet. Yowie, yowie, my brown skin baby, they take him away. Between her sobs, I heard her say, police been taking my baby away. To a white man boss, that baby I had, why they let him take my baby away. Yowie, yowie, my brown skin baby, they take him away. To a children's home, that baby came. They gave him new clothes and a new name.
night and day, he would say, oh, mommy, mommy, why they take me away? Yowie, yowie, my brown skin baby, they take him away. The child grew up, he had to go from that mission home that he loved so. To find his mother, he tried in vain. Upon this earth, they never met again. Yowie, yowie, my brown skin baby, they take him away.
Paul Kelly singing Bob Randall's Brown Skin Baby. Bob Randall never did find his mother. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much indeed for sticking around, and it was good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
And as I mentioned, there's one more performance of Conversations with Ghosts, and it's tonight at the Melbourne Recital Centre, and it's also being broadcast live on ABC Classic FM. The book is called How to Make Gravy. The film is called Stories of Me, and the new album out next Friday is called Spring and Fall. I think in order to be a full Renaissance man, you have to be able to fence and ride, but I'm sure Paul Kelly is working on those things.